the Unified Shared Service Management Team is trying to carry out the government's vision of shared services. When experts talk about this stuff, two themes come up again and again: execution and enforceability. Dave McClure used to lead the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at the General Services Administration. He discusses the challenges of shared services with Francis Rose.
Well, the good news is that shared services, I think, is rejuvenated because it is a good concept in government. We do a lot of similar activities across many agencies, much more so than just admin, payroll, travel, finance. There's a lot of mission stuff that's common. So I think doing shared services is good in terms of saving money, producing more agility to change more of the government faster. And so that's a positive, I think. There's good business cases for it. I think some challenges, as always, is going to be how it's implemented, how enforceable it is, and the ramifications from the budget process, where I'm actually dependent upon another entity to give me the service rather than providing it myself. So we've got all those kinds of issues to work through.
I think the enforceability issue is probably the one that industry is most looking forward to see what it looks like. I had a conversation with an OMB person 6 or 8 months ago, same discussion, and I asked that person, when are you just going to start pulling people's money unless they do it the way you want it to do?
Right.
Well, we're going to look at that, and a lot of that has not really developed. And so I think that's part of the reason. Industry is very skeptical of this, and I think that's the main reason why.
Yeah, there's got to be some teeth behind it, ramifications, oversight. I mean, all the typical things. There'll be enthusiasm on both sides to meet somewhere in the middle, industry and government. But this is about business if you're from the industry side, and it's about requirements and my special needs if I'm from the government side. So the governance of trying to get that together is going to always be a success factor to make it work.
So OMB says they want 80% of computer hardware, desktops, laptops, to go through one of three vehicles, five configurations. What does that look like in your view, execution-wise, for both the agencies and for industry?
It's probably doable. I think, you know, our past experiences in government with trying to do common commodity buys and looking at requirements, there's a lot of standard things done in government across all the mission areas that desktop computing, if you will, can be done in a shareable, common way. Five configurations is probably presents enough flexibility compared to one or two or three. And I don't know, you know, the actual percentage, 80, I think it's a guessing game. It's probably somewhere in a range of plus or minus 10, 15 percentage points from that. If the government got to 60, huge impact. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not necessarily hitting the 80 number. It's just moving more buying power and shared savings into that kind of concept. So I think it's positive. A huge issue will be exemptions. You know, I think if agencies try to leverage their story to say we're unique, we have different requirement sets and so forth, that's where this has often crumbled or come apart. So it's going to be, again, enforcement, oversight, an exemption process that's rational.
The exemption process, some people have said already, is kind of burdensome, and I wonder if maybe that's not the point.
Yeah.
Is let's make it available,
right,
but difficult enough, and I don't want to use the word onerous because I'm not sure that's what OMB intended. I'm sure that's not what they were going for, but let's make it significant enough,
yeah,
work-wise, that just not everybody coming down the road goes, oh, we'll just write an exemption for that because we feel like it, and make sure that the use case really is different and unique.
We're very good in government at writing exemptions. We know the power of the pen, and we can put together a convincing argument that we're different. So I think it does have to be a step up, and you have to cross that bar with a lot of rationale behind it. And we have to use a simple process to enforce it. I mean, it can't be too complicated where 15 lawyers and acquisition specialists have to get in a room and duke it out on whether this is going to be allowed or not. I think the key for all of this is, again, there are common activities that the government does, regardless of what agency or department you sit in. That's what is trying to be leveraged. There are unique computing requirements in lots of agencies, science, health, law enforcement. There's always going to be niche areas that require some different hardware, software approaches. But with five configurations, I think we probably can try to get closer to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had a CIO tell me recently, 80% of my people or more can well fit into one of those configurations.
Absolutely.
It's not the tough pull that people seem to be making it out to be.
Exactly.
Dave McClure of the Verisk Group is with me at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg. So what does the execution look like from industry? Industry, as I mentioned, not real crazy about this idea. About half of it, it seems to be cynicism that, well, this is the kind of thing we've tried before and it hasn't worked. So, and the other half seems to be maybe just an apprehension about how I fit into or get onto one of those three vehicles in order to be eligible for some of that buy.
I think it'll be split. You know, there's always that debate in industry. There's a lot of enthusiasm behind commodity buying by the government. If you tell me the standards and the requirements that I have to build a product to, and I know that up front, I can maximize how I get that built and make money and sell it to you at a reasonable price. So there's a lot of enthusiasm, I think, from that angle. The other side of the coin is there are situations where I think industry says this doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. The acquisition process will get bogged down. There could be protests. There could be major delays. So not having flexibility in vehicles and ways to get to the customer is always seen as a restriction. But I think those two, you know, tensions will always be there in the marketplace. There are those that will like it. There will be those that will question whether it's really the right move or not.
So my colleague Jason Miller, when he reported on this story, he mentioned the numbers that OMB put out, that when they looked at the price ranges, there were some agencies paying as little as $450 for the same thing another agency was paying $1,300 for.
Right.
And that's kind of renewed this call in industry for being able to add some kind of context or information around
the price differential.
What the price differentials are.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that that's good to be vetted. I think just the transparency on the range, though, is also telling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, the government can win and industry can win. Government can win because there's an explanation for price differentiations. There's obviously going to be a way to squeeze that down. And industry has the opportunity to explain where exceptions to the rules exist, and that's the reason why the numbers look the way they do. And we'll still have that. We'll still have 20%+ of the buying power focused on unique configurations that are not in the five that are outlined.
There's a missing link here that I wonder if maybe you can tell me if you think it really is missing, and that's Congress. It seems to me it would be useful for some subcommittee chairs or ranking members to play the same kind of role that Tom Davis used to play,
right,
which is to kind of come along behind the administration, Democrat or Republican, and say, we're supporting this, or we're going to look at these particular aspects of it, but these other aspects are okay, to give other people in the executive branch the sense that, wow, they're serious about it, and this isn't going to go away.
Right.
I don't know who that person is right now.
Yeah, I think it's critical, though. You're right. There needs to be a partnership between the executive branch and Congress that this is a good direction to go in. There may be disagreements on some of the implementation. But, yeah, I think there needs to be a strong message from Congress that we're in tight budget times. We have to be looking at ways to economize our IT purchasing. We're buying standardized equipment, and why not go this way? The other thing I think Congress can do is ask industry, mm-hmm. What do? You buy technology this way? Go to a large GE, GM, go to large corporations, and I think you'd see that their story is the same. They were out of control and brought it into control to save money.
Because it seems there's support for some of these concepts in Congress. It just hasn't manifested itself yet in a dialogue, in a dialogue between the executive branch and the legislative branch.
Well, Congress always also plays a critical role, as we both know, on oversight. So I think they need to monitor what's going on, enforcement, exemptions, dollar savings. I think all of that is simple but fair game for oversight to see how the impact's playing out.